What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to ENN on this Friday, May 7th. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Bev will teach me the right way.
And good evening to Don.
How do you sell Utah? Other than polygamy, what does it got?
Oh, my goodness. When did he say that?
Yesterday. And also, good evening to Griffin.
Thanks.
And because he had such a big day, good evening to Griffin again.
Wentworth.
Just a big, big day for Griffin. Were those the only two that made it out, Anthony? Was there even more than that?
The one in the ocean together, pushed each other in the water.
You guys want to hear Luis Rowe? What was that, Michael?
It doesn't get better.
No. Griffin is Stanton right now. He's batting .530. He's crushing the ball. You know what Griffin's exit velo is right now?
Got to be about 119.
Yeah, 120, actually. So you guys want to hear from Luis Rojas on what the plan for the rotation this weekend is?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Let's hear from him.
Tomorrow, we're still TBA. We want to see the game, how it goes tonight, because we have different options that could go. And then Sunday, I still want to leave it TBA. Jake played cash today, and he threw aside, and he felt really good. But we still want to see how he feels tomorrow when he wakes up and he goes through the day, and he plays cash usually again the day before he pitches. So we'll see how everything goes tomorrow again.
That makes me a little nervous.
Mm-hmm. Which part?
No, he's still not. Yeah, he's still not.
You don't want
in.
To be. You don't want TBD.
No.
Would you?
No. I'd like.
Well,
this to
I
be,
agree. Being careful with him.
I'd like this to be sealed up. I'd like to know exactly what's going on. You guys, let's switch gears. And hear from another head coach or manager here in New York. This would be the head coach of the Football Jets, as they're called. His name is Robert Saleh. His thoughts on Zach Wilson.
He's a young man that's really, he loves football. You guys hear me and Joe obviously talk about it. We want guys who absolutely love football. And he's a guy who loves football. And when you love football, and I'm just talking, not just talking about Zach, but the entire free agency class, the entire draft class, these guys really love football. So when you have a love for football, you're going to do everything you can to help yourself not only get better at it, but you're going to do everything you can to protect it, which means your off the field stuff is going to be right. And so it's this entire group and to have Zach, obviously, and your quarterback to have that mindset where he is just always trying to find a way to get better. It's awesome, but it's something that we want to see out of every single one of our guys.
You guys know I'm a solid guy.
But always have been.
Always have been, at least for 3 months. I mean, I don't know how newsworthy it is that they love football.
There's not a lot of there.
No, not a lot of there. And it depends on what your definition of is. But, I mean, there's not a lot of there, no matter how you cut it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I hear you, Griffin. How about this? Here's Robert Saleh on building the Jets roster.
Players are here to go play football, and it takes all 53 players who put the helmets on. It takes everybody to be able to cross the white and go dominate on Sunday, and for them to be able to do that with a clear mind, with every resource needed to be that helps them build up to that moment when they're on their own and the organization can no longer do anything, and we rely on them. Everything in between has to come from us, and it's our job to put them in the best situation possible so they can always be getting better every single day as when they walk into this building.
Can I get the first sentence again? That was rich. Hold me at the first sentence.
players are here to go play football.
That's good stuff. Right there. That's it. Stop. That's it.
Little bit of coach speak there, you know.
You think?
Now, remember how we were down on Canton bound Joe Judge when he first spoke.
True.
It's new.
Yeah, there's not a lot to say yet.
Well, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot of – if this was the old days, we just wasted a lot of tape.
Yeah,
he's working from the, you know, I'm a big, tough coach handbook. Yeah, he'll put it down.
Right. You start off at first, you're excited. You love the handbook.
And then you realize that's nozzly.
Yeah, players love football. They're here to play football. Football. No, does any sport refer to their game more than football? Football talk loves mentioning football.
Oh, they love football.
I mean, except for when you score the basketball in basketball.
Oh, that's one of my least favorite things because I don't think you could score anything else in basketball.
That's football!
I'm Mr. Joe Football.
Thank you, Griffin. I love that Griffin's here to help with all these
things.
Thanks. Could someone make that an NFT? I want an NFT.
I'm here.
He's going to have his own bracket. I don't know how things are going to
go.
You
think so?
We got a long way to march, but right now, the what do we call the bracket? The nether region is going to have a lot of Griffin in it.
I mean, this. I think this is a number one next year.
You know what?
I hit the mute button on my phone.
That's not even number one in the Griffin bracket.
That's what New York listeners want, Peter Rosenberg.
I think thanks is your one seed in the Griffin bracket.
I like button.
You know what? I hate to say this, guys, but I think it's something we have to deal with on this show. We have to be honest with ourselves. I think Griffin's role may be taking over for Morris's role in the nether region.
Wentworth!
I think it is. If you go back, there was a period when there was a lot of Morris drops. Andrew, what was the all-time most Morris drops?
I see.
Oh, man. I have to go back and look.
I miss Morris. I wonder where he is.
I want closure.
By the way, we're not able to keep track of like the phone numbers of people who call us? Like,
that's illegal.
If we had called, if we'd hired a private investigator to dig through our phone records and find Morris, I wonder if we could have done it.
You always throw that out. Why is it illegal?
Because people have to be able to call into a show and not think that they're going to be like, if they say something inflammatory, that people are going to come get them.
Yeah, but their phone calls are still being registered. Their phone calls.
Yeah, but not at the station.
No, that's why.
There's not a caller ID at the station.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Positive.
But my pizzeria could have one.
Right. Yeah. Michael, there's a word for what you're doing. It's called talking out of your A.
I think you might be.
He is. He's completely talking out of his A. And we need to hire a private investigator, Don, to get closure on this Morris thing. It's upsetting. It's troubling. I know it's not fun to discuss, but we haven't heard from him in over a year.
Now, we got information. Obviously, they got a picture of him for Yes to Use when he called in. Nobody got a last name? Now, I've searched obituaries. I don't want to be morbid, but
You just were.
For Morris, you know, former rabbi or rabbi, Long Island, like, and nothing came up. But if I had a last name.
I shouldn't say this, but I've heard that he's become a big hip-hop fan, and he listens to Hot 97 in the afternoon.
That's what a weird, shocking turn of events that is. Can we, Anthony, do you see any Morris sound effects in front of you? Can we relive a few Morrises?
I love you. Can I talk? Oh, yeah.
How about you hurting me?
You're hurting me.
There
it
is.
Now, he was no longer a practicing rabbi, right? He's retired. That's retired.
No, he wasn't.
Because I know with priests, you can get transferred.
God, and we haven't heard his song in so long. I forgot about his song. He had his own thing.
I want to cry. I don't want to do this.
We can't not address it, though, Don. We can't just let it go away like, because we don't want to talk about it. It's real. We haven't heard from the guy in a year.
No, I understand that.
That's a very difficult question.
Thank you.
And it's because he doesn't like us anymore, or he retired to a Florida retirement community or something, we can have the fun. I just don't want the worst news.
If anyone can help us, please call Andrew and help us. We're trying to find Morris.
Just so it's a 24-hour situation, why don't you give Andrew a cell phone so that they can get him whenever they need him?
Oh, 646. I'll find it. All right, guys. So we send our best prayers up for Morris. Anthony Davis is expected to play against the Blazers in spite of back spasms. He's playing in his eighth game since missing 9 weeks because of that calf strain and Achilles tendonitis in his right leg. He was ruled out of the second half of last night's game against the Clippers because of back spasms. The Lakers are now seeded 6 ahead of Portland. Lakers-Blazers play tonight. And Davis said he expects to play in what he dubbed probably the biggest game out of the 6 dates left on the regular season schedule. Heesh. Tough stuff here for the Lakers down the stretch. Now, Maverick star Luka Doncic has admitted to something that most people wouldn't do. This is maybe something Michael Kay should consider. He admits that he whines too much. Here's Luka on TNT.
Yeah, for sure. You know, this season has been long. You know, I with official, I wasn't myself this season. You know, I've complaining way too much, and I got to work on that, you know. And I just got to stay calm and just not talk to them. I got to learn from that.
Now, you think I complain too much?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, well, I'm mostly kidding.
Well, see, but it hurts Doncic because he complains they're going to be out to get him. Right. I complain. I'm just a crotchety old man.
Great point. Now, you could be driving away listeners. You know?
I'm not negative to them.
Come at me, nerds. Come at me.
I have a series of drops of you just saying things about people. Certainly internet people. They catch your ire.
No, I'm good.
Clowns. Well, clueless.
Zion Williamson is out indefinitely with a fractured left ring finger. Team announced on Friday. The Pelicans are 30-36, and they're playing Andrew's Sixers tonight. They're currently 2.5 games back of the Spurs for the last play-in spot in the Western Conference.
Congratulations to the Spurs.
Yeah. Guys, we didn't talk much about this today. Tom Wilson did an interview and said... He said, though, that he reached out to Artemi Panarin and said that he's glad Panarin's doing well. He's doing better. I reached out. That's what matters right now, and he wants to move on from
Thanks.
The events of earlier in the week.
He also said something like, just a, you know, your ordinary scrum.
That's how a lot of people felt. There are a lot of
That happened because of what he did.
Well, yeah, that's ordinary for Tom Wilson, though. Really, the thing that made this unusual was the poor way it was handled by the NHL.
Right. But I did mention this on my podcast, you know, before Ranger fans freak out and go, oh, my God, I can't believe that Capital fans defend him. If he were a Ranger, Peter, you'd hear a lot. We would have gotten a lot of phone calls from Ranger fans finding a way to defend him. That's how fans are.
That's
right?
How fans are. Yep.
Well, that's how organizations are, too. I don't think the Rangers would have sent that letter if it was one of their players.
Right. And what does Peter Laviolette have to do, Michael? He's got to defend Tom Wilson.
Absolutely.
And he's got to downplay it. And everybody wants to kill Laviolette, but what is he going to do, kill his own player? You know, you'd like him to do that. Maybe Wilson would learn his lesson, but, you know, he benefits from having Tom Wilson, and coaches are going to have to do that. We saw that with the Yankees, right? They all hated Roger Clemens, and then when Roger Clemens came here, they had to find a way to love him. That's how sports is sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know how people would expect someone to kill their own team member.
Right, like Laviolette should have come up there and said, you know what, this is terrible, he's an animal.
Something's got to be done.
Right, something's got to be done. This guy is a blight on society. Next question.
You guys ready for Forbes' annual richest teams in sports list?
Cowboys, yes. Yankees, what else?
Cowboys number one, $5.7 billion.
Yankees next.
Yankees number two.
How am I a Yankees boy?
$5.25 billion.
Now, can I tell you something, Peter, that I don't want to blow up Forbes?
Yeah.
Hal Steinbrenner later tonight says, you know what? Calls his two sisters and said, you know what? Let's sell the team. They'd get way more than $5.2 million.
And so would the Cowboys.
So would the Cowboys. Any team that's on that, I think the Knicks are next at five. Because
that's
you're going to get one crazy billionaire and say, you know what? I got to have that. I mean, look at the prices they pay for paintings now. This, like George Steinbrenner said this a long time ago, I own the Mona Lisa. There's only one of them.
Wait, it says price paid for the Yankees was, $8.8 million.
Yeah, that's one of the great deals of all time.
It's a solid investment, I feel.
It was 1973. They didn't even count money back then. He just put whatever fit in the box and gave it to CBS.
So that's what they did. George put $8 million in a box, and they brought it
right
up to BlackRock.
If he bought a bigger box, it would have been $10
million. Interesting.
The Knicks are at three at $5 billion. Barcelona is at four.
I don't know why you're counting the European soccer stuff.
What do you mean?
I don't do it.
Well, but it's the most valuable franchise.
Because Don thinks that's done in cryptocurrency.
No, that's not
true. I don't know what's going on there. How do you relate to it? Stop it.
What? How, it's just a number, 4.76 billion.
I don't know. I just didn't care for it.
All right. Real Madrid, 4.75 billion.
Can't wait for the Don show.
Yeah. The Warriors, 4.7 billion. The Lakers at 4.6. I kind of surprised the Lakers are that far down the list. Patriots at 8, 4.4. The G-Men, 4.3. That's the New York Giants to you and me. Bayern Munich, 4.21 at 10. And then there's a lot of soccer after that, so Don would just be sickened by it.
He's covering that on the Don Show coming up next.
Dodgers at 16, Jets at 17. Can you imagine that?
Wait. Dodgers are what?
16.
16 what?
No, 16 mean 16.
16th
place.
Most valuable.
All right, what's the price?
The screen just went away.
Oh, jerk.
Excuse me?
Do you realize the Dodgers would probably move up to the top five if they got a new building, right?
Well, yeah, but they've redone that building.
I understand that. But look where Golden State is. Where did you have Golden State?
Towards the bottom of the top 10.
Here, right.
I got it back.
Come on. But that's all about moving to San Francisco with a new building.
Warriors are six.
They wouldn't be six if they didn't open the new building.
No, you're right.
Let's see. 49ers, 15.
What's the Dodger price?
Dodgers, 16. They're worth $3.57 billion.
So they've only gained $1.3 billion in the time that...
$1.57 billion, yeah.
Hmm. I think they'd get more than that if the Dodgers came up for sale.
Bears are at 18. Washington football team at 19. Red Sox at 20. Eagles at 21. Cubs 22. Texans and Bulls tied at 23. God, there was a time the Bulls had to be higher than that, no?
Of course.
I mean, my Lord. Broncos and Celtics tied at 25. And then Chelsea also tied with them.
And some of the football is kind of bogus in the sense that it's because they share the revenue makes their franchise worth more, right?
Right, of course.
Like why would the Jaguars be worth what they're worth just on the standalone of being in Jacksonville? No, they're in the NFL and they get to share the revenue.
That's exactly it. So no matter what football team comes up, you're going to buy it. Because it's the Giants have an advantage, the Dallas Cowboys have an advantage, but they're all on equal footing.
Hey, listen, the Giants would probably be worth more if they had their own building. I don't know.
That building's an albatross, I'm sorry.
You usually never come around on anything I say, but I will come around on what you say. I fought you on that, and I'm embarrassed by it.
For both teams. I don't know why they did it. You see what the Cowboys built, and then you look what the Jets and the Giants, two teams built. It's a joke. Now, I know the unions make building a lot more expensive. In this area, I'm sorry, come up with the money or stay where you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, 5 years ago, on this very day.
Big day.
You remember it?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I never thought I'd see it.
Oh, but it happened. And it sounded like this.
Malone looking for his first hit of the year. Oh. He drives one deep left field. Back goes Upton. Back near the wall. It's out of here. Bartolo has done it. The impossible has happened.
Bartolo Colon, a.k.a. Bart Colon.
Now,
the
can't
two-run ding-dong.
Age that well. Because if you lived in the moment, you'd realize just seeing him stand at the plate with the helmet not fitting his head, like he looked like he just took off just anybody off the street to bat. That's how shocking it was that he hit a home run.
This is a great day in sports history because on this day back in 1995,
Miller for three, and he got it. Reggie Miller with a clutch tray, and it's 105-102. And a steal. Miller retreats to the three-point line and hits again.
Tie game.
Reggie Miller did it. 8 points, 9 seconds against the New York Knickerbockers. Unbelievable. But
was
it gets
that
better.
Night with Spike?
Oh, yeah. The throat slash? But it gets better, Don, because on this day, all the way back in 1989,
Zellers has Jordan. Jordan with 2 seconds to go puts it up and scores at the buzzer. Michael Jordan has won it for Chicago.
I'll tell you right now, May 7, 1989, Michael Jordan hits the shot over Craig Elo to take out the Cavaliers. To me, that was the beginning of we're watching the greatest player who's ever lived.
And that's one of those I knew, I remember where I was when it happened.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I was right in the height of my NBA-dom.
Oh, you were really in at that point?
In my role. I'm sitting there watching a first-round series against the Cavs.
Yeah, that's a great point by you.
What do you think? I'm in my room? Probably getting ready to go out. 89,
it was actually, I think it was during the day on a Saturday. One of those NBC all-day Saturdays?
Well, maybe I don't remember. I remember watching it. I thought it was I was in my room. I thought it was at night, but maybe I was wrong.
For me,
I just turned 21, so I was habitually hammered.
Meth. Mescaline.
But that was years earlier.
Michael,
I was 16.
Do you remember the famed action star Steven Seagal?
Sure.
Steven Seagal.
I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning watching Executive Decision last night.
Can you save this stuff for the Don Show? We're trying to finish up ENN.
Well, no, that really. I mentioned Steven Seagal. You don't want Don to say that he stayed up all night watching Executive Decision? He said exactly what he was supposed to say. Steven Seagal, it's been reported, he visited Venezuela as a representative of Russia. And he gave the Venezuelan president a sword as a samurai sword, and he was sent as the person to hand off this gift from Russia to Venezuela.
I love it.
Can someone explain what's going on?
There's got to be a backstory to this somehow.
And can someone explain how you properly pronounce this man's name? How about Don LaGreca? You give it a try.
Steven Seagal.
Wow.
Steven Seagal.
See, I put the accent on a different syllable.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for ENN on a Friday evening, because up next, a special over the airwaves edition.
First of many.
Of the Don Show.
Yeah, line up the calls, baby.
Yeah, call right now, 1-800-919-3776. Don's going to go fast and furious for the next half hour. Hey, everybody, it's been a great week. We'll be back again on Monday at 2. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.